committed by the shortstops. So as we await both teams, the Kings going to be wearing black jerseys, yellow logo with the Kings on the front, yellow numbers and yellow sleeves, white pants. And for the Colt 45s, coming in wearing white jerseys, yellow numbers, black sleeves with a yellow trim and white pants. And we are here once again. We are talking about Dylan Cabral and how he is going to be pitching to his now former student and player, Mason Cassingham, who just graduated a couple of days ago from UPREP, and he'll be moving out to Texas to play community college baseball before transferring 2 or 4 years. So the managers meeting up, Bob Anderson, at home plate, and so for Bob Anderson, with an unbeaten record this year for the Colt 45s, who once again put up 14 runs, including 14 singles, just one extra base hit, and that extra base hit last night was by Dusty Vella, but everything else was singles. But singles win ball games, and there was plenty to be won yesterday as the Colt 45s put up 5 runs in the second inning and then finished it off by putting up 8 in the seventh. So the team's just getting started. And glad you could all join us, and a special thank you once again, especially to all the veterans and the men and women serving at home and abroad in our nation's armed forces. We are here live on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. As for the fields, and as we like to say here, the Colt 45 field, if it were a Major League Baseball field, would actually be one of the toughest to hit a home run out of when you consider the field's dimensions. You have 310 in right field down the line, and then 370 in the left center gap. And then you get to 406 in dead center, and then in left center it's 358 right on the dot, and then 320 in left field. Three home runs have been hit by the Colt 45s this season. And again, talking with some of the players, including Noah Young, who hit one on opening night, and he said that he's hoping to put on a bigger show for the crowd and hoping to flex some more muscles this afternoon. So both coaches still meeting. The players have not left the clubhouses quite yet. Pretty sparse crowd, as it was a hot day in Redding, California. Definitely felt like a normal summer, a very dry 97 degrees. In fact, it was on around this time last year that we actually had some rain. The reason why I know that is because as baseball's going on, we also have the Reading 3-on-3 tournament, and at this time last year, there was a late spring storm that hit the area. Field was drenched. Somehow we managed to play through it all. And I remember at the courts as well, some of the athletes playing and bouncing in puddles. So it looks like we haven't gotten the game started yet, as we have all three umpires. Game was officially scheduled to start at 7:10. So, coach is still talking to the umpires. The fans are getting an early bounce on the grub. Nachos, pizza, hot dogs. Also get yourself some Colt 45s gear as well. And Mason Casingham has his pads on. Still trying to figure out why there is a delay to the game. It seems like both teams are ready. Maybe trying to wait for the late crowd to start, as again, Dylan Cabral set to pitch. He's a left-handed pitcher who works at around 84, 85 miles an hour, and says he likes to use movement, and says if he's throwing a fastball and you think it's a fastball, it's most likely a sinker. In fact, he says he'll almost never throw a straight fastball. Fans are getting a little antsy, as we have our favorite fan. We'll just call him Mr. Fantastic from New York, who moved to Reading. And now we're about to get ourselves some baseball. Once again, the West Coast Kings wearing black and yellow numbers on their jerseys, yellow sleeves, white pants. And for the Colt 45s, wearing white jerseys. And they have officially taken the field as Dylan Cabral skips over the third baseline, making sure to not touch the chalk. Not sure why that is sort of the superstition as of lately, but the left-hander getting warmed up and ready to work. For the West Coast Kings, batting first will be left fielder Jeff Canberra, and then batting second will be center fielder Raul Fabian. Batting third will be Seth Gwynn, and then batting fourth will be Cam Taylor at shortstop, and hoping to have a better defensive day from the West Coast Kings, especially at that position after six errors were committed in yesterday's game at short. Batting fifth will be Christoph Swanson at catcher. Batting sixth will be right fielder Drew Lannan. Batting seventh will be Colton Trudeau. And then batting eighth will be designated hitter Zach Robman. And then batting ninth to finish it off for the Kings is first baseman Aiden Quintanilla. As we are about to get underway, as Canberra steps into the box. Here's Cabral. He winds in, delivers. First pitch tails away on the outside corner for ball one to the right-hander. And we are underway here. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fast sinker, slow on and miss. Have to remember, it's not a straight fastball. It's either a sinker or something that breaks, even if he locates it a little high and at the hip. 1-1 pitch. That one definitely is a sinker, and it bounced about 6 inches in front of the plate to the backstop for ball two. So, it was 97 degrees and just a typical Reading summer, as Reading Knights would like to say. Just another picnic. Swin won the count. 2-1 pitch is taken away for ball three. So three balls and one strike to count. the ball working. He'll wind in, fire the 3-1 pitch to Cameron. It's swung on a roller up the middle, but it's slow. Taken by the shortstop Taylor. He fires the first in time, and there's one away. Excuse me. Shortstop by Katz, and there's one away, and that will bring up Raul Fabian. So Fabian checking in. Here's the pitch, sinker on the outside corner for a strike. And for Cabral, he is 1-0, one game two. Last Sunday, 1-0-1 pitch is on the outside corner for strike two against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, and Cabral quickly ahead. He'll wind and fire. The left-hander on the inside corner just missed at the knees. One ball and two strikes to count. Cabral working that ball with his hands. 1-2 pitch, swung on, straight foul, and to the backstop. So one ball and two strikes, and seems like we have an energetic and cleansing crowd leading the chant. 1-2 pitch, bounce in the dirt for ball two. So two balls, two strikes, one away for this West Coast Kings team that's trying to at least contribute early on the offensive end as the 2-2 pitch is swung on, fouled away. So again, 97 degrees, but when it's that kind of temperature, not really unusual for this time and period. 2-2 pitch, changeup, rolled up along the third base line. Nope, it's foul as Fabian fouled it off of his leg lightly. We'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, just getting started. No score. 2-2 pitch again is swung on and pea-shooted foul. So Cabral and Fabian having themselves a nice little back and forth. Cabral trying to win the battle. 2-2 again. It's swung on and missed for strike three. That definitely looks like a state fastball getting chased high. And there's two away. And Raul Fabian gets the honorary title of being tonight's beer batter. So took Cabral a little bit longer than usual as Hot Wheels car. Two house. Here's the pitch from Cabral on the outside corner for a strike to Seth Wynn. 0-1. Cabral winds and fires. The 0-1 pitch is swung on, rolled up the middle. Past the diving Dusty Vella, and that's a single for Seth Wynn. With two outs, and now we'll see what Gwynn does with Mason Casingham behind home plate. He was one of the top defensive catchers in the CIF Northern section this past season. Very quick on the draw, throwing runners out. 1-0 pitch inside and a little high for ball two. 2-0 to the right-hander, Cam Taylor looking for a better defensive day. Cabral winds. Way with a short lead, not going, 2-0 is tailed away for ball three. So the 22-year-old trying to fight it a little bit. There's number 11 in honor of his late grandfather, Monty Carmona, who introduced both him and his sister to baseball and softball. 3-0 pitch, room service strike down the middle. 3-1. Cabral looking for a clean sheet in the first. 3-1. Fastball is on the inside corner. Delayed strike call there. Three balls, two strikes, two out. Cabral going after the 3-2 pitch is swung on, bounced to first under the glove of Hunter Green, and that's going to go into right field. They're going to wave in Gwynn. The throw home is over the head of Cassingham. It's 1-0, and on the bad throw home, taking second is Cam Taylor. So two errors for the price of one play. First, the ground ball that was missed under the glove of Hunter Reed, and then for good measure, the relay throw home is over the head of Cassingham's head. So 1-0 West Coast Kings. Here's Cabral looking in now to Christoph Swanson. Pitch is swung on, lifted, foul and out of play. The crowd gazes into right on the right field line to see if there was a car that got hit, but no damage done. The count is 0-1. Kind of almost like you got foul ball alley if you park behind the lights. So you want to stay away from. Oh, one pitch is missed down and away. 1-1. Here's Cabral. He'll wind and fire. 1-1 pitch is swung on, lifted along the right field line and foul. And it's kind of mesmerizing the fact that there are so many cars parked in this little parking lot in back of the Reading Library, and the fact that most of the time you don't actually get hit. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, foul away. A little bit behind there is Christoph Swanson on the sinker by Cabral. So one ball, two strikes, two out. A very athletic family as Cabral was a top pitcher in the CIF Northern section back in his time when he went to UPEP. His sister, on the other hand, well, lot to say about Caitlin Cabral. 1-2 pitch, swung on, chopped along the third baseline, and foul. That's going to roll to the third base dugout club. So one ball, two strikes, two out, 1-0 in favor of the West Coast Kings after Cam Taylor reached on an error at third as Seth Gwynn came home to score. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, foul back. Excuse me, first. So, one ball and two strikes. Home plate umpire already running out of ammunition. Cabral with the West Coast Kings working Cabral's pitch count. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, foul pitch into the glove of Cassingham for strike three. And that ends the inning, but not before the West Coast Kings strike first. A leadoff single by Seth Gwynn, who comes home after an error at first base. So one run, one hit, a man left at second. And at the end of half an inning, the West Coast Kings won. The Reading Colt 45 is coming up to bat in the bottom of the first. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Lux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to luxlandscape.com. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base, and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retaining walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Lux Landscape Supply.
Hi, Hey, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
All right, bottom of the first inning, and it'll be Drew Katz to lead things off, followed by Dusty Vella, and then Noah Young. First pitch is on the outside corner for strike one, 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner for strike two. So Zane Baltz, who is a right-hander, listed at 6'1", right-headed kid, wasting no time at all. 0-2 pitch is a fastball just off the plate. Let out a very aggressive grunt right there. Wow. Kind of almost like a mixture between a basketball and a tennis grunt right there. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball this high. Actually, no. Reminding me a little bit of shot put. There we go. Shot put that. Shot put grunt. If you've ever been to a track. 2-2 now. Cats. 2-2 pitch. Swing on it. That ball is hit hard. Up the middle. For a base hit. And so if we're keeping track, that is now the 16th single hit by the Reading Colt 45s. One game plus. Just getting good contact and hitting the ball sharply. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on, line down the left field line and foul and out of play. So 0-1 to Dusty Vela, who was the lone man with an extra base hit yesterday. Vela from Chico, California, attended Pleasant Valley High School, takes inside and low for ball one. One and one with Noah Young waiting on deck. One one pitch, swung on, grounded along the first base line, foul, and that went off of the foot, the right foot of Vela. So one ball, two strikes the count. Throw over to first and light tag back. Here's the 1-2 pitch, ground up along the first base line and foul. So for Vela, as the crowd expanding now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. There goes Cap as the pitch is full on foul of the way in behind the snack sack and into the bocce court. So you got bocce courts behind the third base line in case you ever want to go and hang out with some very cool elderly Italian people. Got a chance to do that. Then you got the Reading Library along the first baseline. Once you hit, just swung on, foul away again. So one ball, two strikes. No outs for the Reading Cold 45s who trail the West Coast Kings. 1-0. Here's the 1-2 pitch. There goes Katz again. The throw to second, not in time. Katz steals second. Well, 2-2 now. 2-2 pitches, a slider away. And so for Zane Ball, he throws a pretty hard fastball when you're talking about this level. Mid-80s. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Vela. So Vela chases the high fastball, one away, and now here is Noah Young. Got a chance to see what goes on in the Reading Colt 45's clubhouse just a bit, and watching the College World Series, watching the guys bond. Pitch to Young is taken high for ball one. So, here's the 1-0 pitch. There goes Katz again as the pitch is swung down the middle side. That's a fair ball into the field. In the score is Katz. A hit and run situation that works to absolute perfection, and the Reading Colt 45s tie the game at one. So Young with the run batted in. Just a solid piece of hitting, that outside fastball to the left-hander, and he just went with it. Pitch taken away for ball one, so one ball and no strikes. And again, this Reading offense just been so potent through the first four games. 1-0 pitch is a little high for ball two. You said two balls and no strikes to count. Okay. 2-0 is taken away. So 3-0 for Young, who went 1-for-4 yesterday. And so, with the score tied up at 1-1, Zane Balton, Christoph Swanson, having a quick chat before things start to get away. And again, this Colt 45 team, just their plate approach, they don't swing at many bad pitches. 3-0 pitch, pitches swung on a miss for strike one. The throw to second, not in time as the second base umpire went to avoid the ball and then tipped over himself. Wow. Taking it off, though, he is okay, judging by the looks of it. Slight limp, but I think he'll stay in the game. Always got to be careful. You know, when you're an umpire, so there's A position, there's B position, there's C position. When there's D position, 3-1 pitch is a hard fastball. Going on this for strike two. And being in B position, you are basically between first and second, you're having to watch the pitcher to make sure that he doesn't balk, and then you're in charge of both the play, you know, at first, and then the pickoff throw at second. But when you're right there, it's almost like you are in the worst line of fire. You're having to worry about both where the catcher's throwing the ball and then line drives. 3-2 pitches taken down and away for ball four. And so for the Reading Colt 45s, looking to go on another offensive splurge as they've been doing early in games this year. And with runners at first and second, that will bring up Giacomo Crosetti. Here's the pitch to Crosetti. Fastball low for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball low for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. Ball set. Looks at second. 2-0 pitch. Swung on and missed. So for Crosetti. Looking to drive something hard. Sun overhead really affecting that right side. So you're having to wear shades if you're in right field. 2-1, fastball away. So for ball, throw with plenty of velocity, but has to throw with control as well. Already walked his first batter. 3-1 pitch, swung on, and a routine grounder to second, 4-1. The toss to short, throw to first. Is over the head of the first baseman coming in to score is Noah Young, and it's now 2-0 Reading Colts 45s on the air once again at short. That is now the seventh error committed at shortstop by the West Coast Kings during this series. It was a beautiful flip as Crosetti picks up the run batted in. And again, a nice flip by Colton Trudeau, just glove flipped it, and Taylor had plenty of time, but just overshot his first baseman, Aiden Quintanilla. Layton Johnson checks in. First strike one. 0-1. Johnson looking in, and he'll set. The 0-1 pitch is bouncing the dirt for ball one. So one ball and one strike to Mason Johnson. Johnson coming by way of Quartz Hill into Antelope Valley. 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. So one ball, two strikes, and hearing a lot about why Johnson was lured into staying at Antelope Valley College, and it's just a school that really invests in its athletics. Brand new batting cages. 1-2 pitches high. The throw to second, not in time. That's now the second stolen base of the evening. So far here in the bottom of the first. 2-2 pitch, hard, fastball, strike three. Down goes Johnson as he swings and comes up empty, but not before the Reading Colt 45s had two runs on an RBI single by Noah Young and then a fielder's choice and an error at short that allowed Giacomo Crosetti to get aboard and then allowed Noah Young to come home. So two runs on two hits, a man left, and at the end of one, the Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The second inning is top of the second inning is the local kid, the 22-year-old Dylan Cabral, pitching. Hasn't allowed an earned run. The first run, as the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed, a strike two to Drew Lemon. So no balls and two strikes the count. Cabral looking at the 0-2 pitch, sinker a little low as Mason Cassingham, his former player. Cassingham was under the direction of Cabral, who worked as an assistant coach along with attending Feather River College and going to classes. One ball, two strikes. Cabral says he wants to go into business, sports business, and become a sports agent. 1-2 pitch, bounce in the dirt. So him and his sister Caitlin have similar ambitions, and man, if you want to talk about one of the all-timers, when you look at the history of girls volleyball, Caitlin Cabral is definitely on Mount Everest if you're talking about volleyball in Shasta County. The only two-time CIF All Northern Section Player of the Year, the 3-2 pitch is taken a little high for ball four. As Lehman draws a walk, a two-time CIF All-Northern Section Player of the Year, and led UPEP to Shasta County's first-ever state title in 2021. And she'll be attending West Virginia State University on a two-sport scholarship. Dylan Cabral, her brother, still looking for his place. Trying to find his school. His 4-year, the 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Sinker fools Colton Trudeau with Drew Lehman at first. 0-2 the count. Cabral winds and fires. The 0-2 pitch is swung on, lifted, foul. The crowd watches, but nothing but cheer road and so, no balls, two strikes. I remember something weird that happened last year while I was in the parking lot at Tiger Field. Those two pitches went down and in for ball one. I drove into the parking lot, and as you drove into the parking lot, there were three chickens that were just squawking about just in the parking lot, just randomly. Three lost chickens, and they got lost and somehow ended up at Tiger Field. I would have loved to have interviewed those clusters to find out how they got there, what their day was like, what they ate, the life of a chicken, the life of three chickens, actually, and how they ended up last year at Tiger Field. The 1-2 pitch is a sinker that runs on the inside and coming up empty, swinging and missing. There's Colton Trudeau, and there's one away. Three strikeouts now for Dylan Cabral, who is really doing a good job of getting batters to bite and chase at his intentionally located away pitches. Leather sinker again to Zach Rodman. That's taken for a strike. 0-1. Cabral, he'll set. Wind in fire. The 0-1 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did for strike two. And the count is 0-2. No balls and two strikes. Robman looking to tie this game with Drew Lehman at first. Lehman not going. The 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. And down goes Robman. Dylan Cabral going right after this King's order. And now, here comes Aiden Quintanilla. Hits to Quintanilla. Swung on. That ball is ripped hard into right center for a base hit. They're going to wave Drew Lehman second to third, and he is safe. A single for Aiden Quintanilla. And now with the runners at the corners, that will bring up Jeff Cambra. So here is Cambra. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted, foul and out of play. Going to have some, whoa, and it hits a light blue. Oh, man, Mr. Fantastic. I'm sorry to laugh, ladies and gentlemen, but, man, that Mr. Fantastic guy, he says some funny things, and the crowd says it was the umpire's car. The 0-1 pitch is lifted into left center, going back to his left, ranging, looking up and making the catch is Noah Young to end the inning. So Mr. Fantastic saying that it was the umpire's car that got hit. We don't know that. We can't confirm it, so I won't say it. But Dylan Cabral is working well through two innings. No runs, no hits. Or excuse me, one hit, a man left at third and first. And at the end of one and a half, the Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 2-1 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viper plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the second inning, and it'll be Noah Thomas to lead things off. Or excuse me, not Noah Thomas, Trey Thomas, excuse me. Noah Thomas was a point guard for Hudson Valley who went to Oregon Tech. Trey Thomas takes a little bit inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes to count. And so for Thomas from Carson City, and again, I asked him a little bit about his hometown is he takes low for ball two. His mom, though, is a politician who helps, actually, he didn't describe it like that. Said she works in government. Not an official job, but does help with the lettering of laws that are written. So, helps with the details in that realm. Carson City, a town of 60,000, the capital of Nevada. So the capital of Nevada is smaller than Redding, which I don't know what Redding ranks, but it's a lot smaller than a lot of cities in the state. 3-0 pitches on the outside corner for a strike as Trey Thomas flipped his bat almost as if he felt he had a free pass, and home plate umpire says, no moss, take back and rewind it back. We'll do it again. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded to third. Up with it is Seth Lynn. Throws to first, and that gets away from the first baseman. The throw was offline about 3 feet away from his first baseman, Quintanilla, into second. Goes Thomas. Man, it has not been a defense is showing at all for the West Coast teams, to say the least. So that is now 8 errors committed, and we haven't even finished full 2 games yet. So Thomas at second, and now Cassingham looking to make the Kings pay the price. He'll take a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. Cassingham, who wears number 2 in honor of his favorite baseball player, Derek Jeter. And that's my favorite baseball player, too. Pickoff throw gets away over second, thrown into center field, and sliding into third is Trey Thomas. Second error of the inning, third of the game, 9 of the weekend. I am just keeping tabs on this. And so for Cassingham, who is a switch hitter, batting left-handed, against ball 2, delivers high for ball 1. So 1 ball and 1 strike, and already the West Coast Kings getting some action going on in the bullpen. 1-1 is delivered outside for ball 2. So 2 balls and 1 strike is Rick Paulus getting warmed up in the pen. 2-1 pitch is swung on and missed. A little bit out in front is Cassingham. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Fixes his batting gloves. With Thomas at third. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded up along the third baseline and foul, and that went toward the Colt 45's dugout. Man, pretty good hop shown there by Bob Anderson, who got out of the way. I'd probably measure that at least 2 feet. He could probably dunk on an 8.5-foot rim. 2-2 pitch, swing on, lifted along the third baseline, slicing, foul. And out of play, man. It's almost like I need like a lighthouse or something to stand on when the ball goes into left field down the line, because once that ball gets about, I don't know, into that 230 marker, it disappears because you're covered by the overhead of the dugout, and now you're just playing the other team. 2-2 pitch is swung on, fouled over the play-by-play booth, and out of play. No chance for me to get it at all. 2 balls, 2 strikes, no out. 2-2 pitch, check swing, did Cassingham go on the pitch in the dirt? No swing. So a full count for the 18-year-old, now UPrep graduate Cassingham. Here's a 3-2 pitch, swung on, and a high chopper on the infield. That's going to score Thomas, the third of first in time to get Cassingham, as Thomas crosses home to make it a 3-1 game. Cassingham out, but he will get the run batted in, a very competitive and very professional at bat by Cassingham. Work the count 3-2. made contact, chopped the ball, and got Thomas to score. Did his job. So with the bases clear, now here is Mackenzie Higuchi, who gets the night off from catching with casting him in his spot, but he'll be a designated hitter. Here's the pitch, fastball away. So one ball and one strike. The count. 1-1, fastball on the outside corner to Higuchi from Aiea, Hawaii. Balls, the 1-2 pitch is down and away for ball two. Two balls, two strikes, one out. The Reading Colt 45s lead 3-1 here in the bottom of the second. Two-two is taken high. So 3-2, and for Higuchi, originally attended Hawaii Pacific University before transferring to Feather River, takes inside in the dirt for ball four. And so Baltz, having troubles with his command, it again, not getting a lot of help from his defense either, who is committed three errors, and now it'll be Drew Katz. And so, now with one out, the West Coast Kings head coach, Scott Stowe, gonna talk to his pitcher, Bolts. And again, probably that discussion too is with his infield. So here is Drew Katz, who singled to lead off the game and later came home to score on an RBI single from Noah Young. Here's the pitch, fastball missing inside for ball one to the left-hander. So one out to Higuchi at first, trying to start another rally. 1-0 is lifted along the right field line, going back near the warning track and nearly to the wall, making the catch. Is Lehman, and there's two away. So weird, it didn't even seem like Katz hit the ball that hard, but the ball just kept carrying, and wouldn't you know, it was almost in danger of going over that right field fence. So Cat flies out, and here is Zayla. Cat's at first, not going. Zayla takes on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. Oh, one pitch. There goes Cat. So third to second, not in time. Fourth stolen base for the Reading Colt 45s. One ball and one strike. Bela, who hit a double and a run batted in yesterday. Went 3-for-5, takes inside for ball two. Two balls and one strike as Baltz's pitch count starting to rise. 2-1 pitch on the outside corner. There for strike three and down goes Vela. So Vela strikes out but not perform. the Reading Colt 45. Scott's home, another run. First, it was Trey Thomas who reached on an error and then eventually got to third, and then Kazahan brought him home on some contact. So one run, no hits, a man left, and at the end of two innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 3-1.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
And we are back for the top of the third inning as leading off will be Raul Fabian. So Fabian, the beer batter, gonna step up and let's see what Cabral can do. Pitch is swung on and missed for strike one, 0-1 the count. Cabral looking in. He will wind and fire. 0-1 pitch is on the outside corner for strike two. And so this very thirsty crowd getting excited. 0-2. Cabral looking to deliver on the goods. 1-2 pitch is in the dirt for ball one. Nice play there from Cassingham. The ball ran inside, kept it in front. A defensive stalwart. 1-2 pitch, lifted down the right field line and foul. Out of play, and it is so sad how much fascination we get out of foul balls going into the parking lot and just trying to guess which car is going to get hit. I guess what you can say is, well, if your car gets hit, then you have to put it on your insurance. And if you put it on your insurance, you might be due for an upgrade. I don't know if that's the way that it works, but I don't know. I'm just guessing at this point. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing on. That ball's lifted into left field, and that's going to drop for a base hit and go all the way to the wall. Heading into second with a leadoff double is Raul Fabian. And so for the West Coast Kings coming up to bat with a lot more confidence. Well hit ball by Fabian. And so with a leadoff double, here is Seth Gwynn. So here's Cabral. Winds in, fires. Sinker swung on a miss. There's strike one. 0-1 the count. Cabral looking in. He'll set. Wind in, fires. 0-1 pitch, tails away. So one ball and one strike. The two UPrep alums going at it. Working together. Here's Cabral. He'll wind in, fire. 1-1 is lifted into shallow left field. Coming under it is Noah Young. He'll make the catch. And there's one away. So for Noah Young. With the foot out. So with one away, here is Cam Taylor. Cabral lines in, fires. Pitch is swung on. Lifts it hard into left center, and that's going to drop for a base hit. They're going to wave in Tavian. The relay home. There won't be a relay. The ball is cut off by Reed in to score. Is Fabian? And now it's 3-2, Reading Colt 45. So the West Coast King is making a game out of it today after losing 14-4. So now here's the pitch to Christoph Swanson. Pitch is taken a little high for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Here's Cabral, winds and fires. The 1-0 is lifted up along the infield, giving chase, running it down and making a nice catch. It's Hunter Eden. There's two away. Wow, that ball was hit. Kind of corkscrewed off of the inside part of the bat and had some funky mustard in English tailing away. Hunter Eden, though, able to run it down. 6'3", that's a big fella. With some good feet and some good hands. With two outs. Now, here's Drew Lehman, who takes on the inside corner, missing is Cabral for ball one. 1-0. Cabral, he'll set, wind and fire. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Man, so for Dylan Cabral, he has a very interesting habit of getting the Kings to swing at pitches outside of the zone, but that's what he does. Sinker ball pitcher relies on contact and movement. 1-1 pitch is swung on, sprayed foul to the backstop netting. Reading Colt 45s lead 3-2. Here in the bottom of the third, plenty of activities going on this week. Had the Reading 3-on-3 tournament as well going on by the convention center. 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. I gotta ask Rick, who started this whole foul ball chant? Nowhere, and I've been across America, I've broadcasted professional softball in the South, only in the Colt 45 games where I just hear a bunch of yells of foul ball when one is hit. 0-2 pitch is on the inside corner, just missing. And Cabral is asking himself, where did it miss? Looked like it hit the inside part of the plate, but not to the Blues' liking. Here's Cabral, the 1-2 pitch in the dirt for ball two. Bounces off of Castingham, the throw to second. Oh, nearly got him. Man, that ball was in the dirt on the inside part. Castingham, though, moving so swiftly, blocking it in front and nearly nabbed Cam Taylor. Two balls, two strikes, two out. There's a school that is going to want Chasingham one day. 2-2 pitches thrown on and fouled away. So two balls, two strikes, two out. Taylor over at second. Here's Cabral. He'll wind in fire. Runner not going. 2-2 pitches missed. A bit high for ball three. Full count now. One swing of the bat, one base hit, ties this game up for the West Coast Kings. Here's Cabral, the 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Got him with the changeup, and Lehman bit on it like a carp, comes up empty. So for the West Coast Kings, able to get a run on an RBI single from Cam Taylor, one run on two hits, a man left, and at the end of two and a half, the Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 3-2 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KTNR, and tonight's broadcast has been brought to you by Lauk's Landscape Supply, home of the U-Cart Concrete. Plus, Lauk's Landscape Supply has several different size trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to laukslandscape.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the third inning, and we are having a new pitcher in for the West Coast Kings, and that man is number 6, Rick Salas. So Salas, the right-hander, picking up Zane Baltz, who allowed 3 runs. And I'm going to just look and say that 2 of them were earned. So, 1-0, the count as Noah Young steps in. Young, it says he's from Napa, but he actually says that he's from San Diego. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for a strike. 1-1. Here's the pitch. Changeup that drops in there nicely for a strike. Nice little drift to the outside corner to the right-hander, to the left-hander. 1-2 pitch. Swung on, and that ball's lifted into left center. Coming under, running in, and making the catch is Jeff Cameron, and there's one away. So that ball was hit pretty nicely by Noah Young, but just stayed in the air a little bit too long and taking a good route. Charging in front is Young, was Cameron, and he made the catch. Now here's the pitch to Hunter Reed, who takes the curveball down and in for ball one. 1-0. To Reed from Texas A&M. Texarkana, 1-0 pitch. High fastball in under the armpit. A nice little tickle there for ball two. And the count is 2-0. Here's a 2-0 pitch taken at the hips for a strike. That is a big strike zone for Hunter Reed, who stands at 6'3". Two-one pitch. Staffo way upstairs for ball three. So three balls and one strike. Three, one, hit. Swung on, grounded hard down the third baseline, and that's foul. So Texas A&M, Texarkana, which borders near Oklahoma and Arkansas. 3-1 pitch, grounded along the third baseline and foul again. So a full count. Three and two. Paulus winds and fires. Breaking ball is left a little inside for ball four, and so drawing the walk is Hunter Reed for the second time tonight. And now here is Noah Young. And so now here is Giacomo Crosetti. Mr. Cassetti is taken just inside for ball one. So for Cassetti, just finished off his second year of Shasta College, hoping to find his four-year school soon. One-o pitch is taken just inside. So ball two, two balls, no strikes. As for the Colt 45s, who have been walked three times so far, 2-0 is on the inside corner for strike one. Two balls and one strike as the sun has set, as those clouds have turned from white into a light pink and dark gray. Beautiful, beautiful night for baseball. 2-1 pitch is on the outside corner for a strike two. I just remember it last year, man. Talk about the humidity, the moisture, the rain. I mean, that is something that Californians, we don't mind the rain, but give us humidity. That's why a lot of us choose to stay home. 2-2 pitch is lying down the left field line and foul. And into the Colt 45's bullpen. So two balls, two strikes. Reed at first, 3-2, Colt 45's in the bottom of the third. Cassetti and Salas going at it. 2-2, swinging, that ball is hit hard into right field. Four base hit. Holding it second is Reed. And so, again, for the Reading Colt 45s, a very unique hitting team. They're not, at least in these first five games, as the bat boy gets a big round of applause. Yeah, so 18 singles, including three in this one. Mason Johnson comes out, first hit swing, and he drives the ball in the left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. They're going to wave in Reed. The relay throw is cut off, and the Colt 45s now lead 4-2. Again, we were just talking about this. The batsmanship, the understanding of what's coming, and for Mason Johnson, knowing that a fastball was coming, first pitch, didn't do too much, just hit it hard into left field, got a base hit, and brought home a run. And so now here is Trey Thomas. 1-0 is taken down and away for ball two. So two balls and no strikes, and Cassingham on deck as he takes off the catcher's gear. Duo pitch, fastball is high and away for ball three. And so for Salas, who's given up two singles, now trying to avoid another walk. 3-0 is taken down and away for ball four. So for the Colt 45s, this team has had the habit of having big innings early, and before things get out of hand for Salas, Christoph Swanson gonna go and have a talk with Salas. So with the bases loaded, here is Cassingham. As Salas trying to adjust, delivers on the outside corner for strike one to Cassingham, 0-1. Crescetti at third, at second is Johnson, at first is Thomas. 0-1 is a breaking ball attempt that is outside. One ball, one strike, one run coming across already here in the bottom of the third. 1-1 pitch, swung on, and that ball is swatted into short left field, going back, making a leaping catch. It's Cam Taylor, and there's two away. What a play from Cam Taylor. That ball was hit pretty hard and went back a couple of feet, jumped on 2 feet, and made a leaping catch to rob Cassingham of a base hit. So, bright spot there for the West Coast Kings, whose defense has struggled at least in the first two games. Bounce in the dirt for ball one as Higuchi checks in. One ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0, taken on the inside corner. There's strike one. One ball, one strike. Salas delivers. Swung on, ripped into left field for a base hit. One run comes in. Holding at third is Johnson, an RBI single for Mackenzie Higuchi, and it's now 5-2, Reading Colt 45. And so now here is Drew Katz. Here's the pitch taken. Is that Dylan Cabral? No, that's it. So, I was going to say, Cabral was hitting, that'd be interesting. 1-0. 5-2, Reading Colt 45s. Bases still loaded after the station-to-station RBI single from Higuchi. 1-0 pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike one. And so for the West Coast Knights, trying to avoid another big offensive inning for the Colt 45s is fastball is taken on the outside part of the plate for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Yeah. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball upstairs for ball three. And again, for Solis, it's one thing to give up a hit, but RBI walks, bases loaded walks, can be just as brutal. 3-1 is taken high for ball four. Everybody's going to move up 90 feet. Three runs now scored by the Colt 45s this inning, and it's now 6-2. Colt 45s as Johnson comes in to score. And now here is Duffy Vela. Pitch to Vela. Wow. Swung in. Missed out a pitch that was off the plate and low. Own one. Oh, one pitch. Waved out and missed for strike two. No balls and two strikes to Vela, who was out in front. With the bases loaded and Vela with one swing could make this into another possible laugher. After scoring 14 runs last night, 0-2 pitches, swung on, grounded on the infield. To third, up with it, throwing in time to first is Seth Gwynn, and that ends the inning, but not before the Reading Colt 45s strike big. With a pair of RBI singles, including from Giacomo Crescetti, Mason Johnson, and Mackenzie Higuchi, Drew Katz, and Mason Johnson. Three runs on three hits, bases left loaded, and at the end of three innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 6-2.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the fourth inning as the West Coast Kings look to keep it. Here's a swing and a high drive in the left field. Back it goes near the wall, and it is off the wall. Colton Trudeau on a 1-0 count hits that ball hard into left field, and he has himself a stand-up double to lead off the top of the fourth. And so with Trudeau at second, here is Zach Robinson. The pitch to Robinson. Check swing, did he go? Home plate umpire says yes for strike one. Tailing breaking ball away from Robinson. Oh, one pitch, fastball, inside corner for strike two. So, for Cabral, who has pitched well. He has given up two runs, but the one thing that he has done a good job of, at least after giving up a hit, has been rallying back to get outs. 0-2 pitch is missed high for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Here's Cabral. He'll wind in fire. 1-2 pitch. Waved out of this for strike three. And down goes Robinson. Five strikeouts now for Cabral. Six strikeouts. So, six strikeouts for Cabral, and now here is Aiden Quintanilla, who singled in the second inning. Pitch is taken inside for ball one, skips by, tossing him in the dirt, and over to third goes Trudeau. So at least for the West Coast Kings, making a show of it, at least with their bats. One oh pitch is taken hot. Two balls and no strikes, one out. 2-0 pitch, fastball a little bit down for ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Trudeau at third. Here's a 3-0 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Six to two, cold 45s. Beautiful night for some baseball. Temperatures in the low 80s. Three-one pitch, swung on, fouled away. People got a left to their heads, and that's gonna go out of play. And so we got children playing in the bocce courts right now, having themselves a good old time. Pickleball and tennis courts as well. 3-2 pitch is grounded to first. Up with it is Reed. He'll make the tag. Tags Quintanilla. Quintanilla, though, on the contact, able to score Trudeau. And it's now 6-3, Redding Colt 45. So Jeff Combra comes to bat with two outs. 0-2, grounded to short, and then flied out to right. Pitch to Combra, takes down for ball one. One oh hit, swung on. That ball is lifted into right field, running in about four steps, making the catch is Thomas, and that ends the inning, but not before the West Coast Kings scratch home a run on a leadoff double by Colton Trudeau, and then comes in to score on a ground out by Quintanilla. One run on one hit. Nobody left, and at the end of 3.5, the Reading Colt 45 lead the West Coast Kings 6-3 here at Tiger Field on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, Come check out Lauch Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauchLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Yep. Bottom of the fourth inning, Colt 45s leading the West Coast Kings 6-3, and Noah Young to lead things off just like he did in the third, where the Colt 45s sent up nine batters and scored three runs. Also left the bases loaded as well. 0-1 pitch. Swung on that ball. It's hit hard at the first baseman. Keeps the knee off his glove. And that's going to skip into right field. Into second goes Young. And so, I don't know. I might have to send it over. Ah, man, I got to call that an error. I mean, it was hit hard, but if it's off your glove, where you can be able to pick it, got to make that play. So another error committed by the West Coast Kings. Four on the night, but also credit has to be given to Noah Young for putting something hard in play. Pitch is taken inside for ball one to Hunter Reed. 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And there's a high fly ball in the left field. That ball is hooking down the left field line and fouled out of play. Man, talk about giving it a ride. Man, that thing disappeared into its own dimension, man. Reed getting on top of it. 1-1. 1-1 pitch to Reed. It's a breaking ball that tails high and away for ball two. Slider from Salas. And now the count is 2-1. Young at second. 2-1 pitch is swung on, fouled back. So two balls, two strikes, four errors committed by the West Coast Kings. We are in the bottom of the fourth inning with the Colt 45s leading 6-3. 2-2, swung on and missed for strike three. A nice slider to Reed as Reed. Comes up empty. And so with one away, now here's Giacomo Crosetti, who singled his first in his second at bat. Came home to score, takes inside for ball one. So 1-0, and one thing I've noticed about Crosetti, a lot of his hits are coming when he drives the ball into right field. One of pitch inside and high for ball two near the head of Crosetti. So, Crosetti with a little shave up the top. Two of pitch, swung on that ball is lifted up along the first base line and foul out of play. And landing between a silver pickup truck and a four-door SUV. 2-1. Pitch. changeup on the outside corner, dropping there for strike two. So two balls, two strikes accounts. West Coast Kings are trying to stop the offensive momentum for the Colt 45s, who have scored two in the first, one in the second, and three in the third. 2-2 pitch is on the inside corner, called strike three, and down goes Crescetti, drawing the ire of the Reading Colt 45s crowd. I guess this is one of those rare times where it's neither a high school game or a college game, really, where fans can sort of vocalize their disapproval. And with two outs now, we're going to have a discussion between Scott Stow and Rick Solis. His night is done. Not a bad day for Solis, all things considered. gives up three runs, but so for Solis, he's done after two innings of work, picked up with one out in the second inning, and then completed the full third, and then recorded two outs in the fourth. So we'll have ourselves a new pitcher, a left-hander. And that pitcher is number 11, who I don't see on the roster. So, hopefully we can, get a number, or excuse me, a name on this mystery person soon. So the left-hander is getting warmed up, and we'll take a break. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNO.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
One oh pitch is swung on and fouled away as we try to still figure out the alias of who number 11 is. And meanwhile, up to bat is Mason Johnson. 1-1 pitch, swung on, that ball is flying into left field for a base hit. We're going to wave into Young, the throw home, not in time on the relay. An RBI single for Mason Johnson, and it's 7-3, Reading Colt 45. That's now 20 singles for the Reading Colt 45s during these first two plus, or excuse me, should I say one plus games against the West Coast Kings. So again, just solid at bats, taking good swings, nothing too fancy or over endearing. 1-0 pitch is taken on the outside corner for strike one. So here's Trey Thomas with Mason Cassingham. On deck, 1-1 pitch is on the inside corner for strike two. Here's the 1-2 pitch, waved at a miss for strike three. Down goes Thomas, but not before the Reading Colt 45s are able to add another run on an RBI single to left by Mason Johnson. That scores Noah Young. And at the end of four innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 7-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Laux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersch Airport and Churn Creek Road. Laux has several different truck sizes to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauxLandscape.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Reading Colt 45s as the beer batter will lead things off. Raul Fabian will get you the right-handed pitcher real quickly. And it is, oh, here we go, Ryan Amontraut. So Ryan Amontraut from San Marcos, California. So San Marcos located in the greater San Diego area. And so he will pick up where Dylan Cabral left off after allowing three runs, two earned. And so Amontraut the right-hander sets, listed at 6'5". Oh, that is a big kid. Hard thrower, too. Wow. Came a little bit outside and low for ball one. 1-0. Amontraut looking in and heel set. Man, that's got to be coming in at low 80s, high 80s at least. 1-0 pitch is taken high for ball two. So for the speed has to come the command. Two and oh. Amontraut sets. Winds and fires. 2-0 pitches. Swung on a miss. First strike one. So this thirsty crowd looking for this, for the discount that just gives back. But he has to strike out Raul Fabian. 2-1, hard fastball. Oh, man. I mean, that's got to be in the 87 to 88 range. That is some hard stuff that he is throwing with. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Fastball taken high for ball four. And so Raul Fabian draws a walk. And so there won't be a beer batter as the West Coast Kings are giving some razzing to the Colt 45's faithful. And so now for Amontrout, looking to find his command. Feel set. One and fire to Seth Gwynn, down the middle for strike one. 0-1. Amontrout. Feel set. Wind in fire. 0-1 pitch on. That ball is lifted into left field. Slicing foul and out of play. I have to say, looking up, Mason Johnson looked up, went to see the ball. I couldn't even find the ball. That ball just went up and up, and guess it might have disappeared behind some of the bungalows behind the clubhouse. But 0-2, Amontrout working on Gwynn. Amontrout, the 0-2 pitch, high fastball, missed his spot. So one ball and two strikes, trying to work on his command. Amontrout, heel set. Wind in fire. 1-2 is taken outside. So for Cassingham.
Two balls, 2 seconds.
So we just have the official count. He is throwing at 88 miles an hour. Wow. That's high for this league. 2-2 pitch is taking high for ball three. Throw to second, not in time. So, on a breaking ball that was high, Fabian got a good jump, and he stole second. 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Reading Colt 45s leading 7-3, but the West Coast Kings looking to spoil the party. Here's a 3-2 pitch, swung on and fouled back. Okay. 3-2 pitch by Amontrout. Fastball swung on and missed. For strike three, and when Amontrout is locating that fastball, he is tough to beat. And with one away, now here's Cam Taylor. So couldn't get the beer batter, but had a 3-ball count and managed to strike out Gwynn. Now here's the pitch to Taylor on the outside corner, just missed. 1 ball and no strikes to count. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Way inside for ball two. Man, that would have not tasted well at the dentist for Cam Taylor. And the count is 2-0. And now Cassingham along with third baseman Mason Johnson going out to talk to Amontrout. Man. So 2 balls and no strikes 7-3 in favor of the Reading Colt 45s here in the top of the fifth inning. West Coast Kings having a better day, at least offensively, and with their pitching, taking high for ball three. So for Amontrout, cooking at 88, but he's got to find the GPS locator on his pitches. Trying to find the strike zone. 3-0 pitch is taking a hip high strike. So can he do what he did last time against Gwynn? Find himself in a three ball count and still get the out. Amontrout, he'll set. And deliver. 3-1. On the inside corner again. So Amontrout in now finding his rhythm. Had himself backed up 3-0 and now trying to reel in Cam Taylor. The pitch. Fastball way upstairs for ball four. That was a walk and that was a little bit reminiscent of Wild Thing from Major League. Man, that was a high fastball that missed just about everything in. Well, so no doubt, Ryan Amontrout can throw it. Can he throw it for strike? That is what he is hoping to discover here in Redding, California, in his development as a pitcher, because, man, if he can find some of that command, he is going to make a four-year team very successful, but he has to learn his command. Almost kind of wish that we had Bob Anderson mic'd up. Yeah, so that last walk to Cam Taylor, a little bit of a Ricky Vaughn impression. Amontrout delivers. First pitch is pulling. That ball is bouncing in the left field. Coming back toward the wall. She is gone. A first pitch blast over the left field wall by catcher Christoph Swanson. And just like that, we have ourselves a ball game. Christoph Swanson, Euro steps, touches home plate. Dabs up his teammates. It's now 7-6. That was a no-doubter. Christoph Swanson sat on that fastball, got something up in the zone, and crushed it. So 7-6 now. Here is Swanson. He throws a slider in there for a strike. 0-1. To Drew Lehman. Amontrout on the inside corner for a strike. 0-2. So Amontrout trying to shake off the three-run blast hit by Swanson. Oh, two pitch, swung on, fisted into left center, and that'll drop for a base hit. So the West Coast Kings have something going on offense. One out. And now here is Colton Trudeau, who doubled and came home to score in the fourth inning. 7-6. Tying run is at first base with Trudeau trying to bring in Lamont. Here's the pitch. Fastball is away for ball one. One ball and no strikes, and the Colt 45s already have action going on in the bullpen. We got ourselves a left-hander, and I believe that might be Reese Fairweather. Fairweather hailing from Australia, taking on the inside corner for strike one. One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed by Trudeau for strike two. So one ball and two strikes. And to quote my mom, it's not about what happens to you. It's what you do after what happens to you. The Colt 45 still lead 7-6. Shout out to my mom, Pamela Hanson Medina. 1-2 pitches away. And shout out to my producer's daughter, who's probably listening to the game or tuning in possibly from time to time. 2-2 pitch. Slider is just inside for ball three, and now the Colt 45 stands getting a little bit agitated with the man working behind home plate. Not saying he's wrong, just saying they're agitated. Here's a 3-2 pitch, swung on, foul back. We have ourselves a ball game here as the Colt 45s have started the season off 4-0, haven't really been challenged, but now tonight, with the West Coast Kings once trailing 7-3, and they have now rallied to cut the deficit from 4-1. 3-2 pitches fouled away. Top of the fifth inning. Glad you can join us here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Here's the 3-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. So Trudeau strikes out, and now here is Zach Robman. And so with two outs, here is Robman. The pitch is on the inside corner for strike one, 0-1. One pitch is on the inside corner. Just missed. Excuse me, in there for a second. 0-2. No balls and two strikes to Robman. Ammon Trout, the 0-2 pitch, fastball just a little high. One ball, two strikes. Drew Lehman at first. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. Slider in the dirt as Robman chases. Robman is now striking out three times this game. But the West Coast Kings are officially back in it, thanks to a three-run home run by catcher Christoph Swanson. And at the end of 4.5. We are halfway home. The Reading Colt 45 lead the West Coast Kings 7-6. And tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Lauk's Landscape Supply, home of the U-Cart Concrete. Plus, Lauk's Landscape Supply has several different size trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-738-2220 or log on to laukslandscape.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Thank you once again to Tyler Chapman for some excellent producing, and we're going to try to get him on a call very soon and try to maybe even bring back Liam into the producing guild, our old producer who is off doing other ventures during these nights. Here's the pitch to Mason Cassingham, who is batting right-handed, takes on the inside corner for strike one, 0-1, and me and Tyler, we were talking about, you know, our favorite ballparks that we have been to. And again, you know, it's hard to travel these days with flights being so expensive, but we've gotten to some places so far. Been to Yankee Stadium, old and new, Fenway Park. Gotta say it, Park, you know, for the Bostonians out there, yeah. Fenway Park didn't make anybody laugh. That was a bad joke. But yeah, been to Fenway. And been to the field in Baltimore. Actually, that doesn't count because I didn't get to see a game there. Been to Petco, Dodger Stadium. I pretty much lived there my life. 1-2, the count. She casting in the right-hander. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three. Casting in is buckled at the knees, and down he goes. And there's one away. So, I don't know, maybe chime in, comment in what your favorite ballpark is. Definitely got to hit up Chicago, hit up Wrigley, hit up the so-called Progressive Field. Camden Yards, by the way, for Baltimore. Pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Oh, yeah, I went to JFK Stadium, and that was when the Nationals were first getting started. Ryan Zimmerman was, like, their best player, and my younger brother and I, there was, you want to talk about, you know, lack of fans, as the 0-1 pitch is swung on, lined into center field by Mackenzie Higuchi for a base hit. So Higuchi is aboard as the Colt 45s lead 7-6 and are looking to muster up some more offense, and that will bring up Drew Katz, who is 1-for-2, singled and scored in the first inning, fly to right, and then walked in a bases-loaded run. But again, this was, man, I must have been in middle school. This was all the way in 2006. No, 2007. So, no, 2006. Gosh. But yeah, we went there and there were so little fans at the end that we actually both found real Major League Baseballs just floating in our little realm. So nobody bothered to take them. It was just, and when you see a baseball, throw over to first, and being safe at first is Higuchi, who got into a slight rundown on a throw to second and then was able to dive back to the bag. One ball, one strike, one out. One pitch to catch is taken high and away for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Pitch is taken inside for ball three, and I just got pointed out by a fan looking at the moon tonight. Wow, it is a golden cookie. That is pure epicness. If you are somebody looking to take a good photo, just look at that moon. It is gorgeous. 3-1 pitches swung on and missed for strike two to Katz. You know, when I was 6 years old, I used to watch Wallace and Gromit and used to think that the moon was made of cheese. That was like my first cartoon. 3-2 pitch. And they have Higuchi picked. Higuchi in a rundown. But then a bad throw by the shortstop, and to second safely is Higuchi. He attempted to make a throw back to his second baseman, but instead hit Higuchi. The ball then squirted back on the infield grass, and so for Higuchi, talk about a man of fortune. Man, his moon is definitely made of cheese today. That is, not sure if he's lucky or good or both, but another error, I guess, going to be charged now to, here's a 3-2 pitch, swung on, grounded to second. Up with it. It's Colton Trudeau who fires the first in time. And there's two away. So Katz grounds out to third, goes to Higuchi, and now here is Dusty Vela. So Vela, the left-handed hitter. Here's the pitch to Vela, taken on the outside corner. First strike one, 0-1. Yeah. 0-1 pitch, swung on front. Oh, that was smoked hard down the third baseline and foul and off the protective netting near the Colt 45's dugout. 0-2, Colt 45's trying to bring home Higuchi with Vela up to bat. 7-6, bottom of the fifth. It was 7-3, and then a 3-run home run was hit by catcher Christoph Swanson in the top of the fifth inning, and from a 7-3 lead, it went 7-6. One ball and two strikes. One, two hits, swung on, and that ball is lined softly to second. Lobbing it over to first in time is Trudeau, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s get a single from Mackenzie Higuchi, who gets the third, but nothing to show for it. No runs, one hit, a man stranded left at third. And at the end of five innings, the Reading Colt 45 lead the West Coast Kings 7-6.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
So, to the top of the sixth inning we go, as we've been on air for 2 hours and 8 minutes, top of the sixth inning. And it'll be Aiden Quintanilla to lead things off as Amontrout comes back into the game. And again, part of playing for the Red and Gold 45s, all these players are trying to get to four-year schools. Pitch from Amontrout swung on and missed for strike one. Man, that was a big hack by Aiden Quintanilla. I hope he stretched. He took a big swing. His head bobbed up, and he came up empty. 0-1 on the outside corner there for strike two. 0-2 the count. Amontrout, the 1-2 pitch is taken a little bit outside. So, seems like Amontrout's dialed back the velocity a bit, it seems. Looks like he's going back to throwing 83, 84, but he's getting the ball across the plate for strikes. 1-2 pitch, swung on, check swing, rolled up along the third baseline, and foul. One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on. That ball is lifted into shallow left. Coming in on the run, and it's going to bounce in front of Noah Young for a base hit. Looked like this hit right on the inside part of the bat as the thing goes hit on the screws. That didn't break, though, so could be reusable, but in any case, a leadoff base hit for Aiden Quintanilla, and now here is Jeff Cambra. Here's the pitch, line down the right field line and foul. Out of play over the head of the first base coach. Owen won the count. The 0-1. Fastball. Where did that miss? One ball and one strike. That was right on the inside corner. And again, he's got a better angle at it, but oof, didn't look like casting it moved his glove. 1-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes the count. With Cambra, or excuse me, Quintanilla at first. Cambra to bat. 7-6 in favor of the Colts, 45s. Throw over to first, back on the bag. Goes Quintanilla. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball! Just inside. Should I say inside the strike zone? No, that would get me thrown out. Ah, man. Ah, two balls, two strikes. Looked good on the inside part of the plate, but home plate umpire said just this. Choo-choo bitch is full of lifted into left center field. Coming on the diving and making a fantastic catch. It's Giacomo Crosetti for the first out. What a play! Peter Chapman is fired up. I can hear him on the other end. That's my producer. You can hear him from downtown. And there's one away. What a play from Crosetti. That ball was hit right on the line, and Crosetti got a great route, laid out with his body, and made the catch. Here's the pitch now to tonight's beer batter, which is Raul Fabian, who fouls the pitch away. So the beer batter, where the beer is 25% off, here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. No balls and two strikes, and Raul Fabian is 1-for-2. Once you pitch, high fastball, down he goes. Down Fabian, and ladies and gentlemen, the crowd rejoices over discount beer. Boy, oh boy, it's about to get busy in the snack shack real quick. So the crowd gets a big joy out of it. Raul Fabian strikes out for the second time tonight, and now here is Seth Gwynn. Pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, so Ryan Lemontrout, man, talk about going from giving up a three-run home run to becoming a man of the people. Got the beer batter. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball missing high. So one ball, one strike, and Amonshaw done a very good job of settling down here in the top of the sixth. Allowed the single to Quintanilla, but then a fly out to Kimbra and a strike out to Fabian. 1-1 pitch is lifted behind home plate in foul. That's going to go out of play. And the security guard's going to get to it. So rare opportunity for the security guard to show off his athleticism, show off how he made his varsity teams back in the day. 1-2. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. 1-2 pitch, lifted into shallow left field. Going back is shortstop Drew Katz, who makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So for Ryan Amonshout, after giving up a three-run home run, settles down in the top of the sixth, allows a single, but then retires the next three batters. No runs, one hit, a man left, and we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 7-6. Pass is being sponsored by Lauk's Landscape Supply, home of the U-Cart Concrete. Plus, Lauk's Landscape Supply has several different truck-sized trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauksLandscape.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Reading Colt 45s trying to put up some more runs, leading 7-6 after winning its first four games by a total of 8 runs or more. So, got to give credit for the West Coast Kings really showing up and putting together a solid performance. And now to lead things off will be Noah Young, who takes a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Left-hander noted as number 11 because he's not in the media guide, delivers a strike and the count is 0-2. No balls and 2 strikes to Noah Young, who owns a solo home run this year, hitting on opening day. 3 home runs have been hit so far by these Colt 45s. 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No swing. Here's the 1-2 pitch, dipped inside and low to the left-hander. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Young listed as having been born in Napa, California, but says he's actually from San Diego. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike 3. And down goes Young, a high fastball from the left-hander. And with one away, here's Hunter Reed. And so I guess as Coach Scott Stow comes over, takes the ball, and so we'll have a new pitcher. So whoever this number 11 guy was, he sure was sharp. Came in and struck out. Five hitters in 2+ innings. And now we'll have a new pitcher coming out. And that new pitcher is some... My goodness, what is this penmanship? Oh, I'm just going to say, based on what I see, F-A-M-A-K-O... Famico Duenas, until the PA announcer says something different. So, Famico Duenas is gonna come in and pitch. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 7-6 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. This has once again been sponsored by Lauk's Landscape. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base, and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retaining walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. That's Lauk's Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauch Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirsch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauchLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the sixth inning, it was one out. New pitcher in is Tomiko Duenas. Unless I get a correction, I'm going to stick with that. 1-0 pitch is taken outside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. The right-hander going up against Hunter Reed, who has walked twice and struck out his last at bat in the fifth inning. Pitch is taken inside for ball three. Reno pitch on the outside corner. There's a strike. Three balls and one strike. Duenas delivers in there for a strike, and the home plate umpire making a lot of friends behind home plate tonight. Maybe he looked at the rib cage, but Blue called it a strike. Here's the 3-2 pitch, fastball in the dirt for ball four. And so Reed draws a walk. And now here is Giacomo Cassetti, who it was 1-for-3 with a run batted in, singled in the third, and then struck out in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Little slider is away for ball one. 1-0. Here's 1-0 pitch. Fastball inside and low to Cressetti for ball two. So Cressetti made a fantastic catch in the top of the sixth inning, diving with his full body to take a base hit away from Jeff Cambra. Two one. Here's a throw over to first, and back on the bag is Quintanilla. Lost his glove for a second. Two one pitch is on the outside corner for strike two. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Two-two pitch to Cressetti, just inside for ball three. And we were talking on the broadcast how much we've seen Cressetti grow in just the last year as a ball player. Come a lot more confident at the plate. 3-2 pitch is delivered a little outside for ball four. And so Cressetti walks for the first time today. Two straight walks issued. By Duenas. And now here's Mason Johnson. Hold one the count. To Johnson. 7-6, Redding Colt 45s trying to get some more offense on the board. 0-1 pitch. There's a high fly ball into right center. Going back. It's Fabian, and that'll drop for me too. In comes Reed. In comes Cincinnati. It's a two-run double from Mason Johnson, and it's 9-6, Colt 45. So a two-run double, and now here's Trey Thomas. Some badly needed runs, and we're going to get timeout called as very interesting to see the outfield. So you have left field playing his position, center field, and then right field. That is it. Wow. So what can I say to give you the bird's eye view? The right fielder is playing basically all the way directly in left center, in right center, as opposed to the usual position, which is shaded, you know, 50 or 60 feet. So basically like this. Instead of being in right field where right fielder normally is, he's behind the second baseman, and that is under the anticipation that Trey Thomas is just going to pull everything. So Trey Thomas, if he pokes one into right field down the first baseline, he's got himself a triple easy. 2-1 pitch. Deliver in for a strike. Two balls and two strikes. Two pitches called, strike three, and down goes Thomas. And so with two outs. Now here's Mason Cassingham, who is looking for his first base hit of the night as he goes back to batting left-handed. Pitch is saucered on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. One pitch on the outside corner there for strike two. So no balls and two strikes so for Duenas. He gave up the two-run double, but trying to take care of catching him. 0-2 pitch, fastball in at the ankles, and having to do a little bit of a cha-cha dance to get out of the way was Cassingham, and the count is 1-2. Join us. 1-2 pitch. Waved out of miss for strike three, and down goes Cassingham. Cassingham strikes out for the second time this evening, but the running Colt 45s get two runs back on a two-run double from Mason Johnson that brought home Hunter Reed and Giacomo Crosetti. Two runs on one hit. Nobody left. And at the end of six innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Kings 9-6 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And now, here's the water race. You have four kids going after. They have a tie one between a girl in tie-dye and a boy in a Yankee shirt. And I think the girl in the tie-dye beat him out. Man, that is some fine work by these young people working, practicing for their first job, maybe working at Denny's or someplace else, but it's a good treat to know how to bust tables. Anyway, we're going to go to commercial. The Reading Colt 45s lead 9-6.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Top of the seventh inning, pitch is taken high for ball one, as at the plate is Cam Taylor. One oh pitch is swung on in foul back. We have a new pitcher now. Trying to figure out who it is. He's a right-hander standing at about 5'10". Breaking ball in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes. The count. So, I think that could be Ryan Davis. 1-2 pitch. Slider. Strike three called. And down he goes. No, that is not Ryan Taylor. That is Number three. I'm not seeing a three. 33. Oh. Alright, so. Yeah, so. 86-3? Alright. I guess that's Caleb Schaefer, as the pitch is taken on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1. The count. For Seth Gwynn, still got 0-1 pitch is going. That ball is lifted into right field. Going back near the warning track, making the catch is Trey Thomas, and there's two away. So Caleb Schaefer getting the job done. Two quick outs. And now, there's Christoph Swanson, who hit a three-run home run. First hit by Swanson is grounded hard up the middle for a base hit. So Swanson having a nice day at the dish. And now, so now here is Colton Trudeau. Yep, there we go. Pitcher Trudeau is taken a little bit away for ball one. One ball and no strikes, as I kind of had my book a little bit crossed up. 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch, delivered high for ball two. A little take there by Kazingham, but goes back to his pitcher. Two-0 pitch is way down and missed for strike one. So for Schaefer, working well. Schaefer sets. He winds and fires. 2-1 pitch is delivered for a strike. Schaefer from Reno, Nevada, and Butte College. Schaefer, he'll set big lead by the runner Swanson, and he will retreat back to first. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Pitch to Trudeau is lifted along the first base line and foul. Nearly hit a truck. Two pitches lifted into left field. Coming in on the run and making the grab is Young, and that ends the inning. So a solid line of work from Schaefer, who comes in, allows a single, but nothing more. No runs, one hit, a man left, and we're going to the bottom of the seventh. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Kings 9-6.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Bottom of the seventh inning as we have skipped the seventh inning stretch. Bit of a sparse crowd on hand, although we got to give a lot of credit to the Reading Colt 45 headband for coming out. Got tubas, saxophones, a trombonist. I think I said that right. Couple of people playing the flutes. And so, here's the pitch. They delivered on the inside corner for strike one. So Mackenzie Higuchi on the inside corner for strike one, 0-1. 0-1 pitch to Higuchi, who swings and lifts it into shallow right field, going back a couple of steps under it, making the catch is Colton Trudeau, and there's one away. So Trudeau catching the ball in front of his right fielder, Drew Lehman. So the kids pounding the cowbell, having some fun. And now to the top of the lineup with Drew Katz. Pitch to Katz is delivered missing inside for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch delivered outside. So for Katz, trying to get on base for the third time today. Singled, flied out to right, walked, and a run, and then grounded to second. 2-0 is missed down for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. The Reading Colt 45 is looking for its fifth straight win to start the season. 3-0 pitch out on the outside corner there for a strike. Good bit of pitching there. From Duenas. 3-1, saucers, a breaking ball on the outside corner for strike two. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the 3-2 pitch, taken high for ball four. And so for Katz, who walked for the second time tonight. And now here is Dusty Vela. So Vela, after going 3-for-5 last night, is 0-for-4. Throw it first to Katz, and he is back to the bag. Been a better night, at least for the West Coast Kings, after losing game one 14-4. They're able to cut the deficit down to 7-6 in the top of the fifth inning on a 3-run home run by Christoph Swanson. But then a 2-run double by Mason Johnson in the sixth inning as a pickoff throw to first gets by and over to second goes Katz. So Katz moves over to second after a botched pickoff throw by Duenas. And now we're having some issues as Bob Anderson having some talks with the home plate umpire, and he wasn't happy. Oh, wow, and they're going to send, wow, that is bizarre. That's why he's upset. So they're going to send Drew Katz over back to first because of a pickoff throw to first, but because the home plate umpire had called time, apparently, while the play was going on. Nobody knew it. Meanwhile, the 0-1 pitch, that ball is driven down the right field line and foul. That's going to hit the wall. So, umpire Kevin Addington having a earful with Bob Anderson, 0-2 pitches. Back to first, pickoff goes back to first. So, Katz should be on second, but because there was an apparent timeout that none of the players or even the managers really knew about. So, Katz, instead of being at second, is at first. Another pickoff throw, and that is going to get by the first baseman, but it hit Katz and is going to roll to the dugout. Katz holding it first. So a little bit of a cat and mouse game going on between Duenas and Katz. Katz with a short lead. Not going. 0-2 pitches delivered high and away for ball one. One ball and two strikes in a very still crowd here at Tiger Field. 1-2 pitch, swung on that ball is flying into right field. Four base hit. They're going to wave Katz. The throw to third, not in time. At least you got to give credit to Kevin Addington over at home base, hustling down the line from home to third right there on the call. So, on one hand, might have missed the pass ball. On the other hand, that was a home plate umpire that knew what he was doing, muscling it towards third. And so with Dusty Vela with his first base hit of the night, Katz at third, and that brings up Noah Young. So the big fella, Noah Young, up to bat, listed at 6'1", 200. Boy, that 6'1", 200, man, he must not have any body fat then, because he is long and broad. The 0-1 is a fastball delivered away for ball one. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, waved out of miss for strike two. Out in front is Young. So 1-2, and it looks like the Pep Band is packing up and getting on home. Good job by the Pep Band coming out to play some tunes during today's game. 1-2 pitch is missed down. Man, you can hear a grasshopper chirp. That ball's taking a high for ball three. So 3-2, a light crowd, the crickets chirping, and it's a 9-6 lead in favor of the Colt 45s. Here's the 3-2 pitch, breaking ball taken high for ball four. And so Noah Young walks, the second walk issued by DeWinnis. And with the bases loaded, here is Hunter Reed. So Reed listed at 6'3", 235 pounds. Big guy. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Out in front was Reed for strike one. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, foul tipped into the glove of Swanson for strike two. So 0-2, the Colt 45 is trying to extend its 9-6 lead in the bottom of the seventh. 0-2. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball in the right center. Back it goes near the warning track, and that is going to go off the wall. In to score is Katz. Following him is Zayla. Holding it third is Noah Young. It is a 2-run double from Hunter Reed, who has his first base hit of the day after walking 3 times to start, and it's now 11-6, Colt 45. Yahoo! So for Hunter Reed hitting it to the farthest part of the ballpark, it says 406 on the sign, but you gotta assume if you're looking at the gaps, that's probably a lot deeper, more like 409 or 410. Plenty of muscle on this team, and now here's Giacomo Crosetti with 2 runners aboard. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. Giacomo walked in his last appearance in the bottom of the sixth. 0-1, the count to Crosetti. Oh, and two. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Stand up along the first base line and foul. I'm sorry. Okay, so I guess the rule of radio is this. If you're laughing, you have to explain why you're laughing. Well, Katie Wood, who is the mother of Aaron Wood, Redding Colt 45's pitcher, she's also the assistant coach of the UPrep softball team. 1-2 pitch is grounded to short. Wow, it takes a high hop. Good play, though, by Ken Taylor to get to Setti, and there's 2 away. A run comes across from Noah Young, and it's now 12-6 in favor of the Colt 45s. A run batted in, the second RBI for Giacomo. And again, that was a good play from Ken Taylor because of how the dirt plays. And talking with locals today, including Mr. Whalen, here's a first hit swing. That ball is driven into center field. Third base hit by Mason Johnson. Coming home is Hunter Reed. And it's now 13-6 as the Colt 45s have busted this game open in the bottom of the seventh. So, again, to the reason why I was laughing, I ran a photo in the newspaper of Katie Wood, and it was just a good photo. You know, she was making a, you know, just a joyful face, and I just thought, wow, well, good image, good angling, it looked interesting, why not throw it in? Well, she doesn't like the photo, so. But my editors liked it, and that's all that matters, I guess, so. Anyway, that's the reason why I was laughing, and I was getting a little, was getting excited by her. Here's a 1-0 pitch, swung on, that ball is driven in hard into right field by Trey Thomas for a base hit. The Colt 45s have all of a sudden gotten hot and are jumping on top of Duenas. And now here's Mason Cassingham looking for his first base hit of the night. And so now for Cassingham. The switch hitter. He is 0 for 4. Has an RBI on his resume. And so for Cassingham in front of the local crowd. Here's the pitch. Hold on, that ball is lined in the right field for a base hit. They're going to wave in Johnson. Or no, not wave him in. Johnson got held up at the last second, was halfway through the bag and was told to put on the brakes. And so the bases are loaded for Mackenzie Higuchi. And so for Mason Cassingham with his first base hit of the night. And now the man that started off the bottom of the seventh inning, Mackenzie Higuchi, now becomes the tenth hitter to come to the plate. And it was a close ball game, but the Colt 45s have scored 6 unanswered runs. Pitch is taken high and in for ball one. Here's the 1-0 pitch, bounce in the dirt. Yes. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. Got a new base runner as Luke Matthews is now aboard. 3 balls and no strikes. I guess the crowd isn't, guess the radio announcers aren't the only ones that are listening. 3-0 pitch is missed inside for ball 4. An RBI walk for Mackenzie Cassingham, and it's now 14-6. Reading Colt 45s in what started off as a competitive first 6 innings has gotten away from the West Coast Kings very quickly. So we're going to have ourselves a new pitcher come into the game. And that is going to be, we'll see, we have number 12. And that will be, oh my goodness. Trying to figure out this name again. It looks like Haley, but it could also be Hurley. The A looks like an R. I'm going to go with Harley. So I think that's his name. Or, yeah, so number 12. So Harley Esquinon. It's Harley Esplanade. What? Yeah. So, new pitcher coming up. Meanwhile, tonight's broadcast has been sponsored by Love's Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. Log on to loveslandscape.com and check out their wide variety of landscape, rock, road base, and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retaining walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. That's Love's Landscape Supply. And we'll be right back on KCNR as the Colt 45s have opened this game up in the biggest way, scoring 5 runs with 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take in your project.
Two balls, now no strikes as we are back into the game now. Pitch is high for ball 3. As at the plate is Drew Katz. Here's the pitch to Katz. Way upstairs for ball 4. Bases loaded, walk in Wild Thing fashion, and it's now 15-6. Reading Colt 45s. Harley Esplanade comes in, delivers 4 straight balls, and that 4 straight ball, man, that, oof, that's all I can say. That thing was about 2 feet above where the catcher wanted it. And now here's Dusty Vela, who swings and fouls a pitch away, so. Well, at least for 6 innings, we had a close game, but now the Colt 45s have opened it up. Five base hits for the Colt 45s this inning, along with 2 walks. Here's a breaking ball that misses away. So 1 ball and 1 strike to count. Esplanade, looking in, delivers, swung on, and that ball is grounded to second. Up with it, the flip to first by Colton Trudeau to end the inning, but not before the Colt 45s have another big inning. It comes in the 7th with Hunter Reed leading the way with a 2-run RBI double to score Noah Young and Dusty Vela. 6 runs on 5 hits. The bases left loaded, and at the end of 7, the Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 15-6 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauch Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirsch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauchLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
To the top of the eighth inning, glad you can join us if you're still hanging around as we have a handful of fans left to witness this epic battle that was once a close 7-6 lead in favor of the Colt 45s. However, they have put up 8 runs in the top of this, in the bottom of the 6th and 7th combined. And now, the Colt 45s trying to close up shop and make it a 5th straight win. Pitch is in there for a strike by Caleb Schaefer. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fastball, strike 3 called. Zach Robman is rung up. And there's one away. Oh, man. This is like... Well, at least I have to say, proportionately, I have to believe that the Reading Colt 45s are outpacing the Oakland Athletics when it comes to attendance. So, there's that. I mean, anyway, enough dragging the A's. That's beating a dead horse. 0-1 pitch is a little high for ball one. So one ball and one strike the count to Caleb Schaefer, or from Caleb Schaefer to Quintanilla. 1-1 pitch, going on and miss for strike 2. Big old swing coming up empty. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, turned it up along the third baseline, throwing it across his body. Nice throw, but Quintanilla is called safe. Looked like Quintanilla was thrown out by Mason Johnson. Nice play there by Johnson. Backhanding that ball, throwing across his body on the run. But Quintanilla safe by a step. And now, here is Jeff Cambra Banana. The pitch to Cambra is swung on and missed for strike 1, 0-1. One pitch taken on the inside corner for ball one. One ball and one strike. The Colt 45s lead this one 15-6. Maybe I should tone it down. Maybe the players can hear me. Who cares? They're fine. Here's 1-1 pitch. Swung on, grounded down the third base line, past the glove of Johnson for a base hit. So Johnson tried to backhand it, but just couldn't get a beat on it. It was hit hard, though, so. Back-to-back singles from Cambra and Quintanilla to bring up Raul Fabian. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Down to the short. Wow, that hit some hard piece of turf, and that's going to go as a base hit. Wow. that left side of the infield in Tiger Field has a notorious reputation for being foul and mean. And sure enough, that was a routine ground ball by the looks of it that then took a bad hop. Jumped about 3 feet over the head of Katz and went into left field. So a bad hop single if there ever was one for Raul Fabian. And with the bases loaded, here is Seth Blinn. Maybe it's not over. Here's a pitch swung on, grounded to second to short for one. The threat of first double play. Drew Katz, after a bad hop single, is able to turn a double play. 6-4-3, Katz, Vela, to Reed, and that ends the top of the eighth inning. So despite the bases being loaded, the Colt 45s get out of it unscathed. No runs, three hits, and we're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. The Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings, 15-6.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
And then I got angsty over there. Bottom of the eighth inning we go. And here, it'll be to lead things off. Will be Noah Young. Here's the pitch to Young. Fastball tailing inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. One oh pitch, fastball right on the outside corner for strike one. So the 45 is able to put up two runs in the six runs in the seventh. 1-1 delivered on the outside corner, just missing. Two and one for Young, who walked in his last at bat and came home to score as part of that 6-run seventh. 2-1 pitch is missed high for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. From Esquinon. Esquinon winds and fires. The 3-1 pitch is missed high and in for ball four. And so now, up comes Hunter Reed with a two-run RBI double. Here's the pitch, taken high for ball one. One and oh the count. One of pitch is taken high for ball two, so Esquinon just having trouble finding his command right now. And, well, for the Colt 45s, they are not starving for any runs right now. 2-0 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed by Reed. 2-1. Kid waved out and missed. So, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Esclanon finding his command. Esclanon, the 2-2 pitch. Fastball high for both 3. So, full count in the Reading Colt 45s. I mean, you can't fault these guys. They still come out to play and play as hard as they can and still put on a show. 3-2 hits for that ball was smoked into the hole in left field for a base hit. Hunter Reed putting together quality at bats. He is 2-for-3 now on the day. 3 walks, a double, and now a single. And now here is Giacomo Crosetti. Bat boy hustling hard as usual, so proud cheering on the bat boy. Crosetti, that's Mason Johnson. Crosetti is 2-for-5 today. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball, swung on. Grounded hard into the hole again into left field for a base hit. Station to station goes the Reading Colt 45s and the bases are loaded once again to bring up Mason Johnson. So this Reading Colt 45s team still not done fighting for every at bat. And again, you know, you look at the score, you think 15-6, you might want to let up, but a lot of these guys are trying to maybe get discovered by the pros, get discovered by a 4-year college, and get noticed. Maybe even transfer, who knows? Here's the pitch, taken high for ball 1 to Johnson. So again, it's all in how you look at the prism, but these guys are going to fight for every at bat, no matter what the score is, whether they're up or down. 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and that's the thing you have to remember. So yeah, you have 16 players who are part of junior college teams looking to find a 4-year home, so if you don't think that these games, these at-bats, even in these situations, don't matter, well, you got another thing coming. So that's where we are right now. Here's the 2-1 pitch, taken a little high and away for ball 3. Pitch is skipped into right field. In to score is Young, and it's now 16-6, Reading Colt 45. So the Colt 45s pouring it on. And again, this was a good game for about 5 or so innings. And then the Colt 45s just opened it up. Wow, 3-1 pitch way inside and high for ball 4. And so Johnson is aboard with the second walk on the night. And that will bring up Trey Thomas, who singled, has reached base 3 times and has struck out twice. The pitch to Johnson is a fastball, just a little high and off the plate for ball 1. So, at least that ball is somewhat in the equator of the strike zone, 1-0. 1-0 pitch, swung on and missed. One and one. Here's a 1-1 pitch. Swung on, and that ball is skied into center field. Going back is Fabian. He will make the catch. The throw to second gets into right field. It goes out of play, and everybody's going to move up 90 feet. The score is Hunter Reed, and it's now 17-6. That is now the sixth error again committed by the West Coast Kings. 12 errors in two games during this series for the Kings. And because there were two runners on base at the time, both runs get to come across. So Hunter Reed comes across and on the air from first to second to third goes Crisetti. So now the score is 17-6. Pitch to Cassingham. It's on the outside corner for a strike. So for Cassingham. One-two pitch is delivered away. So, one ball, two strikes. One out after the fly ball out from Trey Thomas. One-two pitch again is high. So, man, sometimes that strike zone can look big, but sometimes it can look very small, like you're trying to hit a target off of a cannon. 2-2 pitch is grounded to second. Up with it. The throw to first is in time to get Cassingham. Coming home to score is Crisetti. And it is now 18-6 in favor of the Reading Colt 45. And that will bring up Mackenzie Higuchi. Pitch to Higuchi is on the outside corner, there for a strike. So, let me see if I can actually count how many people are in the stands, because usually it gets pretty hard. Maybe I can get an accurate count, so. I don't know, I think I might have counted the same people twice. So I'm going to guess we got a solid 64 people left in the crowd. 1-0 pitch is high and inside for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Higuchi with an 18-6 lead. 2-1 pitch is lifted along the right field line. Chasing it down at second base. Nice play there. Running it down is Colton Trudeau, who's made a pair of nice catches today. Hustling down the right field line into foul territory to make the catch to end the inning. But not before the Reading Colt 45s go on a bit of a splurge, add three more runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. And after eight innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the West Coast Kings 18-6. Once again, today's broadcast has been sponsored by Lux Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. Lux Landscape Supply is home of the U-Cart Concrete. Plus, Lux Landscape Supply has several different size trucks to accommodate your needs. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to luxlandscape.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, Come check out Lauch Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dirks, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauchLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Couple of nights inning, a sellout crowd, just kidding. Here at Tiger Field, we have a solid, I'm going to now guess, 32 people that are remaining in the crowd. Witnessing the action as the Colt 45s lead 18-6. Here's the pitch, taken inside for ball three. Three balls and no strikes, and general manager Rick Bassetti telling a pitcher to throw strikes, so he can go home. In there for a strike, three balls and one strike. But again, very beautiful day. That full moon really glowing. 3-1 pitch, grounded to third. Up with it is Johnson. He'll throw to first in time. Nice play from Hunter Reed to make the tag as the throw was slightly offline. Kind of throw it away from him and had to kind of leap and apply the tag on the chest. So with one away, the Reading Colt 45s are on their way to another solid victory gathered by an offense that is averaging over 10 runs a game in the first five. Breaking ball is missed inside for ball one. One oh is grounded to third. Up with it is Johnson. Johnson throws the first in time, and there's two outs. So that throw more on line from Johnson. Johnson to Hunter Reed. And with two outs, now here is Drew Lammon. This could be the final out. See what happens. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Hit hard to short. Oh, nice play there on the bat hop. Fielding it cleanly. His catch throws the first in time for the third out. And that's the ball game. The final score, the Reading Colt 45s win 18-6. It was a close one, at least for the first six innings. At one point, the West Coast Kings failed only 7-6. But that was before the Colt 45s finished the game, scoring 11 runs combined in the sixth, seventh, and eighth innings. Final score, the Reading Colt 45s 18, the West Coast Kings 6. We'll see you here tomorrow. Be there or be a pair. 6 p.m. will be the first pitch to conclude the three-game series against the West Coast Kings. For Ethan Hansen, the play-by-play booth, and producer Tyler Chapman saying so long from historic Tiger Field on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast has been sponsored by Lauch Landscape Supply at the corner of Dersh Airport and Churn Creek Road. Call 530-378-2220 or log on to LauchLandscape.com. Check out their wide variety of landscape rock, road base, and sand, decorative bark, pavers, retaining walls, and block, plus small rental equipment to help transform your yard. Lauch Landscape Supply. Have a great night, everybody.
Drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Nationalist is used primarily by liberals, even some left-leaning Christians, to malign those like him who are pro-life, believe in biblical marriage and gender roles, and love America. It is more political than theological.
It's obviously something that the right has recognized the left is using, and on some level is responding to it. But I think there's even a more sinister element to this.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
We need to be tough with China. No one questions that. We've got to draw lines on the Chinese. And we have to operate from a position of strength. One thing I've learned throughout history is that tyrants act when they sense weakness. I think that's why Putin went into Ukraine, because he sensed weakness on the part of the United States, went into Crimea, didn't pay a price, went into Libya, didn't pay a price, went into Syria, didn't pay a price, engaged in a bold cyber attack on this country and didn't pay a price.
And that's why we're in the mess we're in, according to Leon Panetta, director of the CIA, former chief of staff for Bill Clinton, and former Secretary of Defense. Joining us now, Admiral James Stavridis, to weigh in, the 16th Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, best-selling author, member of the Carlyle Group. His latest book is Risk It All, All 9 Conflicts in the Crucible of Decision. Admiral, what do you think about Leon Panetta's assessment of how we got where we're at?
Oh, he's spot on. And I worked for Secretary Panetta for his entire time as Secretary of Defense when I was Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. And he's a very bipartisan figure. In fact, he's a lot like Robert Gates, who is a Republican. Leon nominally is a Democrat. But they're two towering figures who get it on national security. And either one of them could have said those words. I've heard both of them say it personally. And, weakness. Another way to put it, Brian, is nature abhors a vacuum. And if there's a sense that the United States won't push back, then tyrants, as Leon Panetta calls them, will take advantage. And we see it again and again.
And we see it first off. Let's talk about Ukraine and the invasion that took place. Because the Russians didn't get the brushback pitch, they went in. And we don't know if that would have happened under Trump. He does not think so. I think more than likely it would have been shocking if he did it, and it would have. I would be really surprised if he had done it. Maybe after Afghanistan, he felt emboldened, in my view. Yeah. So he goes in there, and he's. It's if it ends right now, and they still get 70% of the country, it's been a disaster for Russia. And the fact that they're splitting off into mercenary groups right before on the eve of a counteroffensive. If you're Ukraine, what should your approach be to this offensive?
You know, a good historical analogy here, Brian, going way back, you know, 80 years ago almost, is D-Day, the invasion of Europe. In that war, the Nazis had occupied France. And so the Allies, and in fact, the first Supreme Allied Commander of NATO, I was the 16th, the first, Dwight Eisenhower, was preparing an offensive, a summer offensive. And that offensive occurred on the 6th of June, which will occur here in just a few days, the anniversary of it. And here's the point. The Germans, just like the Russians, were stretched for hundreds of miles along that border, that sea border in this case. And it was Eisenhower's great advantage that he got to pick where that attack would fall. And the Russians at this moment have no idea. It could go from the high north up there near Kharkiv or all the way down south toward Crimea. So Russia has to defend everywhere. Ukraine will attack and drive in one place when this unfolds, I'd say in a week or so. I look for significant gains by the Ukrainians.
There's been six aerial attacks in 6 days, and I think the Ukrainians have been very successful on Kyiv, by the way. Been pretty successful in knocking down a lot of it. Are they using Patriots to knock down drones?
They are using Patriots to knock down cruise missiles, not drones. The drones they can handle with lighter, faster systems. And in fact, a good way to kill a drone is with another drone. And you can even get them with Stingers, for example, depending on the size of the drone. But the Ukrainians have been reasonably successful. But, Brian, your point is spot on, which is, yeah, there's a lot of enthusiasm and hope for a good land war effort by the Ukrainians. But there's another war going on. This is a tale of two wars. And the other war is the air war. Putin is winning that one overall. Despite these anti-air war successes, the Russians continue to knock down buildings, take out maternity wards, commit war crimes like he did in Syria. I think he'll continue with that strategy.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's so cowardice to aim for civilian targets, to aim for hospitals and schools, because you can't take on their army.
Exactly. And by the way, the Russians are also deliberately aiming for critical infrastructure, meaning electricity and water, and all that supports the civilian population. These are significant war crimes being committed deliberately by a rotten regime in Moscow.
So as we see what's happening in Ukraine and we see the Russians and how it's been a disaster economically and militarily, and they expose them as lacking in their military prowess, the word is, according to reports, that China is not making them hesitant to – does not changing China's, I guess, ambition to go into Taiwan. They're saying, okay, we're just going to be more ready and we'll be more prepared, but they're not dissuaded. Is that what you're hearing?
It is. And having said all that and agreeing with that, there is a lot of uncertainty in Beijing about three things. One is, how hard would the Taiwanese fight? Nobody knows. I have been there on occasions, and I've met with Madam Tsai, the president. I think they will fight, and I think they will fight hard, and I think they will fight well. But China has not been in a war, a real war, since the Korean War 70 years ago. So there's a lot of uncertainty. And number two, from a perspective of President Xi, he's uncertain what kind of sanctions would be applied. He thinks his economy is too big to sanction. Maybe it is. But we can certainly launch a lot of precision-guided strikes at his economy. And then third and finally, Brian, he's got to have uncertainty about his military watching how badly the Russians are doing, because they share tactics and strategic concepts. Now, the China's military is better for a Taiwan kind of exchange than Russia's has been in Moscow. But when I put it all together, yes, China continues to have significant territorial ambitions, above all on Taiwan, which they regard as a rogue province. But there is uncertainty. That gives us time to encourage the Taiwanese to purchase, and they're very rich. This is not like Ukraine where we have to provide everything. Taiwan can afford the material. We can give them the training that will deter China. That, I think, ought to be our strategy.
Right. But for some reason, they're waiting years for equipment they've already paid for because we don't seem to be able to produce it. And that's got to be revamped by someone like you to go in there as a nonpartisan and give being powered to restructure the purchase power of the Pentagon. And maybe, as the 60 Minutes was outlining, maybe broadly, that these weapons companies, the Raytheons of the world, have consolidated to the point where there's no competition. They're able to charge a lot, and they're not able to produce a lot.
I agree with that entirely. And this idea of broad-based defense reform might be the most important thing that the Pentagon could be working on right now. We have to maintain this arsenal of democracy, as it's called, to be able to respond in these dangerous situations.
So Robert Lighthizer was leading the trade effort for President Trump as he did all the trade deals that he was trying to pull off with South Korea, redoing NAFTA, USMCA, and he had phase one done the next week. We got hit with the pandemic. It all fell by the wayside. But Robert Lighthizer is one of these people that Chuck Schumer praises. So here's what he says. He feels like he knows China. And he said this about what we should be doing, cut 35.
In my opinion, we should do strategic decoupling. Right now, we're shifting $500-700 billion a year of American wealth to the Communist Party of China every single year. This great miracle that they've had, this economic miracle, rising these Chinese out of poverty, all of that was done, almost all of it was done with American dollars. Literally, we have built the biggest army in the world, and it's in China. We've built the biggest navy in the world, and it's in China. We are building the best technology in the world, and it's in China. It's all being done with American dollars, and it is insanity.
You hear his frustration. Do you echo it?
I do, up to a point. And I think, I don't know the context or the setting or the year in which he made those comments. Certainly, a great deal of it is accurate. Some of it is a bit overstated. Here's what I worry about. I worry about where a sudden decoupling, which would mean we would just pull everything out of China, would break all our contracts, we would stop trading with them in any way, that could be a scenario which would absolutely crater the global economy. It wouldn't just hurt China. So I think what we need to do is carefully, intelligently decouple. It's like the difference, Brian, between carpet bombing and precision-guided strikes. We need precision-guided strikes on things like microchips, on facial recognition, artificial intelligence, quantum computing, all of that. That's where we need to place the emphasis. Does it worry me if China is making children's toys or producing hair dryers? No, not at all. There's comparative advantage to both systems in that regard. But I think where I'll agree with Mr. Lighthizer is we need to be more cautious, but I'd use a precision-guided strike methodology to go after these linkages.
But would you also say that Elon Musk and Jamie Dimon going over there, is that disturbing and mystifying to you, knowing that we're trying to decouple, we're trying to get a sense of bringing things home, and they're going over there to say, hey, your market's great and America's fine? Is that a message you're comfortable with?
I don't think that's the message they delivered. I certainly wasn't in the room. But, again, it's like the difference between advocating for a complete decoupling and a return to the kind of Cold War structure that we had with the U.S. and the Soviet Union in Cold War days. There was effectively no trade. We had battle fleets nose to nose all around the world. We had armies, 3 million troops on the Fulda Gap in Europe. I don't think we want to go back there. I think what Jamie Dimon and Elon Musk are doing is, A, there's a profit motive, of course, but B, what they're trying to advocate for, from what I can see of their public commentary, is an intelligent, strategic approach to China that does not simply break off and decouple, because that would crater the global economy and have huge repercussions here as well.
All right, Admiral, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You bet, Brian. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, we're going to open up the phones and find out what's on your mind. Also, people talk about the rise of AI, and now we find out the story is not true, that they're doing a simulated attack. And while they're doing the simulated attack, they were trying to control these drones, and the drones realized they had a mission, and the only person stopping the mission was the person who put them on the mission, and they went after and killed the operator. So in theory, that would be us. Oops. Quickly, the Pentagon says that's not true. My sense is the colonel was not misspeaking. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
She's moving to Georgia.
Jada's Podiatry Clinic's top nurse quit, leaving her business toes up.
We've got 6 procedures and 3 major surgeries in the next 2 days.
She needs a new RN who can think on their feet.
There's no way I can do all these procedures on my own.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuck It. We created the original Untuck shirt for busy dads like me who want to look sharp but still feel casual. So this Father's Day, get Dad an Untuck It shirt he'll wear over and over. Untuck It has super soft, wrinkle-free shirts for the office and the weekend with no dry cleaning required. We also have polos, tees, Henleys, and even shorts. Find the perfect Father's Day gift at untuckit.com or at 80-plus stores. Untuck It, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. For
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, they're being protected, and it's a one-sided system. It's a very unfair system, but they're being protected. Look at the time that Biden said about the $1 billion to get rid of the prosecutor. Now, can you imagine if I said that? $1 billion to get rid of the prosecutor. You talk about tape. That's on tape. That's so illegal what he said. It's America's money. We're not going to give you $1 billion unless you get rid of the prosecutor that was prosecuting his son and his son's company, even though his son didn't know anything about energy or anything else, and he's on the board of an energy company, getting paid a fortune, by the way. No, the whole thing is crazy.
And the President of the United States was asked about what was going on with the 1023 form that the FBI refused to give up, that today James Comer evidently and Grassley will, the FBI is going to come over to their offices and show them these 1023 forms, which is another reportedly whistleblower in the FBI that says he personally witnessed. You got a stenographer also said the same thing in Ukraine, personally witnessed these illegal deals going on, and even flew back on Air Force Two with then Vice President Joe Biden. But now you have an FBI agent bonded with a rich background check and I'm sure a great track record, because it wouldn't still be FBI agents, who came in and said this is what took place. The 1023 is unverified, and that's what the FBI was using as an excuse not to give it. But if I am somebody who's in the FBI and I'm a whistleblower and I come up with this extremely important information, an allegation, and you don't follow up on it, you're going to go speak to somebody about it, wouldn't you think? So they're now finally going to get it, and it's probably going to come forward with the allegation, and then we're going to see if this person is verifiable and authentic and see if they can get some corroboration. But it's also been said that if somebody has great authenticity, if they have a good track record, and you are an FBI agent, and you have an allegation, it's taken as something that is substantial and needs to be chased down. Question is, why isn't it chased down? Why do you have the laptop for years and not investigate it? Why do you go out of your way to make sure it's inauthentic and make sure people believe erroneously that it doesn't work, that it's not Hunter Biden's, that it's Russian disinformation? Why are you going out of the way to hurt four FBI whistleblowers and an IRS investigator when they come forward and say, I see a double standard and I see the Justice Department sitting on a Hunter Biden and Biden family investigation? Why are all these things happening? And that's why Donald Trump says, man, this is a two-tier system. Don't you think? Aren't you pretty sure? I actually don't think them bringing the document to Capitol Hill is enough to avoid contempt charges. Just give it to the chairman of the Oversight Committee. It's not even classified. Don't show up and tell them you want to leave with it. If you want them to cross out names, cross out names. But maybe cross out names. But maybe if the names are relevant to the investigation, you need to know those names. So Comer says, here's a spokesperson for the Oversight. Ranking Member Raskin, okay, this is the ranking member came out, but James Comer will visit the FBI on Monday to view the 1023. After much back and forth, the FBI late last night offered a meeting today at Chairman Comer's was unavailable. Chairman Comer will receive a briefing from the FBI and review the document on Monday. Chairman Comer has been clear that anything short of producing the FD 1023 form in the House Oversight Committee is not compliance with a subpoena. The unclassified record contains pages of details that need to be investigated further by the House Oversight Committee. So if you're not going to investigate it and you don't want me to investigate it, it would, let's say, die on the vine. That's pretty much a double standard when it comes to what's happening with Joe Biden, don't you think? So these men and women come forward, their lives get ruined, and only they have one thing in common. They have some corruption allegations against the current administration, much like the double standard that existed. You have a fringe player in George Papadopoulos. You have somebody like Carter Page, who President Trump barely even knows, and you think that they might be doing something nefarious with the Russians. And you basically put everything else on hold and you investigate Donald Trump. Here you got multiple respected, you would assume, FBI agents coming forward. And you basically said your life's ruined. Forget about whistleblower protections. In some cases, you're fired. With the IRS allegation, which is amazing to me, they disbanded the unit that was investigating Hunter Biden because one person came forward and said this isn't a real investigation. There's no one pursuing anything. And the double standard's so bad, I have to tell somebody. And the FBI said, yeah, IRS's answer is, yeah, let's disband it. So there are no more questions. Go to BrianKilmeade.com. Order any of my books. And don't forget to watch One Nation Saturday, 8 o'clock. Fox News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use a free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SEAT.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.